Hello there, and welcome to my third weekly podcast. Well, as usual, it's been a very busy week, and over the last week, apart from a very difficult, I suppose, pre-budget briefings up to the day itself, there was a lot of activity outside of that. I attended with Minister Sean Sherlock at Ballinacarriga National School, where he officially opened the extension. A very pleasant occasion, and one in which parents, pupils and teachers participated in a very fine display of what's on offer in the school, and great to see a good news story in the week that's in it. I also decided to take the opportunity to distribute 6,500 leaflets, pre-budget leaflets, basically outlining, you know, where the government stand in terms of revenues coming in and going out, and they were distributed between Clonakilty, Bandon, Kinsale and Dunmanway. I also attended as a guest the third year class at my local post-primary school, the Maria Immaculata Community College, and I spoke there about my role as a TD and what it means for the area. And trying to engage third years is an interesting exercise. I also attended at the weekend the annual Ballycommon na hÉireann dinner dance, which was held in the Parkway Hotel in Dunmanway. Very well attended, almost 300 people there, and I was delighted to be asked to speak and also presented awards to those who had achieved various sporting achievements throughout the year at Ballycommon na hÉireann. On Friday evening, I participated as a judge with others in a local talent competition in Murrucool's Bar. The budget was definitely tough, but there were a number of elements. For example, the government have announced that 330,000 people will be removed from the universal social charge. And that's a particularly strong commitment that Labour gave at the time of the election. And I'm very happy that we have fulfilled that particular commitment in our first budget. And also to think that we've maintained basic rates of social welfare. So your carers' allowance, your pension and your job seekers have all been maintained. It's been a very difficult budget, but there are aspects of it, I think, which will be very good for people on lower incomes. So that's giving you a flavour of what life has been like over the last week, and I thank you for maintaining your interest in my podcast.